filmmaker John Singleton has died after suffering a stroke. He was 51 years old. Singleton wrote and directed the 1991 film Boys in the Hood, and he made history by becoming the youngest person and the first African-American nominated for a Best Director Oscar. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this remembrance.
John Singleton was just 23 years old and fresh out of film school when he made Boys in the Hood, an ode to the impoverished and notorious neighborhood where he grew up, South Central L.A.
Hold on. Oh, we got a problem here?
He showed South Central's young black men trying to make sense of the gang violence around them.
That's why fools be getting shot all the time. Trying to show how hard they are. Ignorant.
The film starred rapper Ice Cube as the character Doughboy, whose brother is gunned down, and a young Cuba Gooding Jr. who plays Doughboy's friend Trey Styles. The film showed audiences some of the conditions that would lead to the L.A. riots the following year. When the movie came out, Singleton told NPR that growing up in the hood, he was always afraid of getting shot, and that joining street gangs was a rite of passage.
If you have the absence of a father, then people create their own rituals, and joining a gang is one of them.
Singleton was born in L.A. in 1968, the son of a pharmaceutical sales rep and a mortgage broker. Like his main character, his mother sent him to live with his father so he would stay out of trouble.
My father, you know, just did what he could do to set me straight. And, you know, because there's only so far you can go, you know, with your moms. Your moms is like, will rationalize what you, but pops will say, no, you do this because I said do this, you know. And a lot of my friends didn't have that.
Singleton urged other black fathers to man up.
Brothers have to be responsible for their children. That's all we're saying with this film. You know, that we have to, you know, nurture, especially our sons, you know, nurture them into manhood.
Boys in the Hood depicted all of this and was a hit among critics and audiences. Singleton made Oscar history with his Best Director and Screenplay nominations. In a talk he gave at Loyola Marymount University in 2014, Singleton reminisced.
Boys in the Hood wasn't made for everybody. Mm-hmm. It was made for like a young black audience that buys hip-hop records. But I knew that if I got as universal as possible, it would cross over.
John Singleton went on to make other films. Poetic Justice starred rapper Tupac Shakur, whose biopic Singleton planned to make one day. It also starred singer Janet Jackson. Singleton directed a 1992 music video for her brother, Michael. Singleton also directed the 2000 remake of Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson, and he produced the 2005 movie Hustle and Flow. For television, Singleton directed episodes of Empire and The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, and Singleton co-created the series Snowfall for the FX network. In 2016, he told the Television Academy Foundation he was happy with his career.
I've been in this business for over 26 years, and I haven't lost my soul.
But he never stopped challenging the industry to be more diverse.
Everybody's so interested in black culture, but they ain't letting the black people tell the stories.
At least John Singleton got to tell some of his. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.